Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. A battle continues to brew over an Amazon Merchandise Logistics Center in Prince George's County. It is proposed for the Westphalia community, and it is not sitting well with many of the residents there. But the 4 million square foot warehouse could bring hundreds of jobs and much more. We are talking about this issue tonight. My guests are David Harrington, President and CEO of the Prince George's County Chamber of Commerce, and activist and attorney Bradley Hurd. If you have a comment, if you have a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Gents, thanks for coming, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me kind of give our listeners a flavor of what is happening right now, because that planning commission meeting is still going on. It started at 1 o'clock today. It is still going on. Here we are more than 6 hours later. And this is what the planning board chair had to say about this issue today.
But the bottom line is, if this goes forward, the people in that area are going to be living with this building. It's not bad. From what you showed with the different neutral colors, you know, natural colors and the blue, it just needs to be beautiful.
That was Commission Chair Elizabeth Hewlett. And I think she really kind of summed up this issue. Because this area has already been zoned, it meets the requirements, it touches all of the bases for being there. But the reality is, and that's one of the reasons why we have so many people there today, is because they don't like it. And here is an example of what one of the residents said, and we heard this earlier.
How is this going to affect home value, expenses as it pertains to maintenance of the home? Can the home support the tractor trailer traffic? Not just the average of 150, but what about in peak season, like holidays?
Good points all the way around. Dave, I want to start with you. The chamber, the Prince George's County Chamber, submitted a letter supporting this, mm-hmm. Along with the NAACP. Mm-hmm. When the meeting started today, those were kind of the two lone letters. That's kind of all she wrote. Sure. Why is the chamber supporting this?
Well, look, thank you for having me on.
Sure.
Westphalia was supposed to be almost a city in the south part of the county that included office and retail and grocery stores and what have you. The fact of the matter is that the office is going to be the most difficult attraction to fill in Westphalia. And so so we were supposed to be built offices that was to come to Westphalia, in the density that was similar to like Crystal City.
Okay,
the market is not going to bear that, and so now you have a situation where, let's face it, Amazon comes along has likely expressed some interest. I don't think the ink is dry yet, but has expressed some interest to be there, and is building a distribution center where, out of four stories, three of them are going to be robotics, right? And so there's an opportunity to bring 1,500 jobs, paying at least $15 an hour. And it really reduces traffic in a way that the original plan would have had much more traffic, and we can get the numbers later on, but much more traffic than Amazon is going to be able to attract. So I understand, you know, some of the frustrations and some of the outlooks, and I think during this DSP plan.
Help us with the acronyms.
I'm sorry.
There. That's all right.
The DSP is a detailed site plan. So what's happening right now, as Bradley knows, is that the detailed site plan has been submitted. It's now open for public debate. Once that moves forward, then there's even a longer process, which I won't get into right now, of fulfilling this. But here, I would encourage the community to put in conditions exactly what Chair Hewlett was talking about, is how do we make sure that this is connected in the community in a way that is not obstructing the aesthetics of the community, but lending to the aesthetics of what's already there.
Bradley, your thoughts about what Dave just said.
Well, I think I think we need to go back a little bit. Mm-hmm. You sort of introduced it by saying, well, the zoning is already in place, and so now it meets the requirements of the zone. But that's really the problem. The council sort of passed a lickety-split zoning change without very much notice to the community to allow this warehouse, and it's a warehouse. They're calling it a merchandise logistics center, but it's a warehouse that's the size of 16 football fields. And they're going to, it's huge.
Yeah, it's big.
And they're going to plop it in the middle of what was supposed to be, as David said, you know, the next greatest city in Prince George's County. Well, that, as he alluded to, was never really going to happen. There's not enough transit out in Westphalia to support office development. But you really, the council in doing that zoning change and then Amazon in bringing this development, or the owners of Westphalia in bringing this development proposal, are really fundamentally changing the nature and the character of this area. The county council, the county government sold these residents, and the Westphalia developers sold these residents the idea that they were moving sort of to a mini metropolis, and they are left with no substantial retail and a huge warehouse that's not walkable. Now, I agree with David that we need the jobs. Prince George's County needs the jobs. And I think most residents would agree that we need jobs. Amazon's influence in the county would be great. But there are other places, and we have a huge county. There are other places in the county where a development like this, a warehouse like this, could go. One idea that I had suggested before was the old Landover Mall site that they can't figure out anything to do with, apparently. That site is right up against the Beltway, so they've already got the noise. They've already got the traffic infrastructure to support a 24/7 warehouse. But when you don't involve the community, when you rush through a zoning change like has happened here, then you don't even get the space and time to kind of hear from the community and discuss these issues.
We also wanted to say that we did invite the Walton Group, the developer that is part of this property, and they are the lead entity in working with Amazon. They were not available to come on and talk with us, but we do want to talk to you, the listener. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. What do you think about this Amazon warehouse, this merchandise logistics center proposed for the Westphalia community? Good idea, bad idea? Are you on the fence? Give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. James, calling from D.C. James, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, good evening. I just wanted to say that I think it's a good and bad idea at the same time. A good idea because it does create jobs and it does provide opportunities for people who have limited opportunities to work in that area. However, at the same time, regarding those jobs, I don't think using jobs as a kind of carrot on a stick is a good thing all the time, especially for the issues that Amazon warehouses, and yes, this is a warehouse, has had in the past. I think that they need heavy third-party intervention and facilities management before they introduce these jobs to more workers who are subject to very taxing work and very harsh conditions, which have resulted in people losing their lives. So I really do think it's a good and a bad situation as far as this. warehouses.
James, thank you so much for that. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about a proposed warehouse, an Amazon warehouse for the Westphalia community, a planning commission meeting going on in Prince George's County right now. It's been going on since 1 o'clock as the commission debates whether or not to move this forward to the county council. What do you think? Good idea, bad idea? Let me say, you know, Dave, you said something I was kind of struck by. You said this: there could be 1,500 jobs that pay at least $15 an hour. A lot of 15s here. But here's another 15. When the hullabaloo over the new Amazon headquarters was announced for Northern Virginia, you know, Crystal City sitting on the Potomac, there was a lot of talk about the jobs there would average between 100,000 and here's another 15, 150,000 dollars a year compared to, well, let's just, you know, it sounds like you're saying, hey, let's just give Prince George's County $15 an hour as a
minimum. No, of course not.
But the optics here are kind of funky.
No, what I would say is this, that I say $15 an hour because that certainly exceeds the state limit right now. And by time, you know, the state passed a bill that would have $15 an hour, I think by 2022, around somewhere around there, I think 2022 or 2023 for small business. So by the time you get to that, with people starting $15 an hour, they'll probably make it more like $20 an hour or more. Second of all, I think that there's going to be management there. So there'll be some management positions there that are going to be paying a lot more than $15 an hour. And the third thing I would say is in my, and I mentioned in my earlier point, 75 to 80% of this is going to be robotic. And so there's going to be coding opportunities which pay up to $60,000 an hour, $60,000 a year, $70,000 a year. They're going to be maintenance of those robotics. They're going to have to create that. So that's the baseline, perhaps for the packers or what have you, or some of the drivers are going to be making $15 an hour. But they're going to be, you know, higher salaries there, certainly, of management and mechanics and what have you.
Well,
and I understand the optics. I understand the optics.
You know, because they get the white collar jobs in Northern Virginia. You know, maintenance, packing. It's blue collar. You know, in Prince George's, and that's what I mean. Look, nothing wrong with working men and women. Let me be clear. Don't mistake what I'm saying. But like I said, $15 an hour, $20 an hour, you know, $60,000-$70,000 an hour, as opposed to the high profile celebration about what, including the Virginia Tech campus over there. Can we get a little bit of that?
Yeah, but let me say this. I don't want to, you know, take too much from Bradley's time, because I want to chime in as well.
But we got plenty of time.
but let me say this, and I think I've said this to you in an earlier show. Prince George's County is the biggest winner of having Amazon in Northern Virginia. We have the transportation that goes right into Crystal City. I've talked to Amazon people, and they said only 16% of that workforce is going to actually live in Northern Virginia. Why? Because the housing prices are out of reach. So where are they going to go? They're going to come to Prince George's County. So in terms of a tax opportunity, a retail opportunity, and I know, you know, Bradley and I you know, certainly agree with transit-oriented development, with some of the transit-oriented development that's projected for the county, that is going to have a foldover. We have an opportunity of getting almost 86% of the workers that are going to be at the headquarters to live in places like Prince George's County. Why? We have the housing stock. We have the affordable housing stock, where D.C. and Montgomery County are out of reach for many of those workers, and certainly Northern Virginia is.
Bradley.
I think the point that you raised a little earlier, I mean, this is a point that they were raising at today's hearing. A lot of the residents were saying they almost felt offended by this proposal because It's sort of like getting Amazon scraps. I mean, Northern Virginia gets the professional jobs, and you want to have mostly warehouse jobs. There'll be a few managers. There'll be some programmers. But this is a warehouse, you know, and most of the jobs are going to be a warehouse jobs. And so I think that is Prince George's County may get some of the residual impact of a development in Arlington. But we didn't win this Amazon war. We didn't get the professional jobs, that kind of thing. But I think the community is looking for ways to bring not only high quality, well paying jobs, kind of the jobs that would support the $500,000 homes that are out there in Westphalia, that they don't think a warehouse needs to be plopped in the middle of.
I would be concerned about property values. I mean, like I said, I don't have a dog in this fight, but I would certainly be concerned about about property values. But let me go and take a break real quick. Agnes calling from Hyattsville, Joy calling from D.C., Paul calling from Upper Marlboro. We're going to talk to you next. Please do not hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. This conversation continues on Sirius XM channel 141. Lines are still open. If you're having difficulty getting through, and I'm sure you are, a lot of people want to get in on this conversation. 202-319-7810. Please keep calling. 202-319-7810. We will be back in a moment.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. We are talking about a community versus Amazon, a proposed merchandise logistics center in Prince George's County, getting a lot of pushback tonight at a planning commission meeting going on right now. It's been going on since 1 o'clock. At issue is whether or not Amazon should put a warehouse in the Westphalia community. Westphalia, one of the newer communities in Prince George's County. And a lot of people are concerned about, on one hand, property values, traffic, and the like. Others concerned about, hey, we need more jobs in Prince George's County. This could very well be a segue to more development and continued economic development progress in Prince George's County. My guests are David Harrington, president and CEO with the Prince George's County Chamber of Commerce, and activist and attorney Bradley Hurd. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Joy, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello, how are you today?
Doing just fine.
That's fabulous. I was calling on behalf of, I only work at Amazon, but I work in external locations. And I think that having an MPD would definitely be a help to a lot of people who may not be working within the government in D.C. because those are the most of the people who live in PG County, people who work for the D.C. federal government or the D.C. government or federal government, people who are just trying to maintain and continue to live in PG County. I think Amazon would be a great place for them to work.
Okay.
There's lots of money to be made. Move up and within the company. So I think it'll be a good thing.
Okay. No question. I mean,
Joy, thank you. Go right ahead, Brad.
Yeah, no question that the jobs and having those sort of jobs in the community that are accessible to people who live in the community is a good thing. We're not talking about the debate is not between Amazon at Westphalia or nothing, right? The debate is, should we have Amazon warehouse at Westphalia, or should we have Amazon warehouse somewhere else in Prince George's County where it would be a better fit, with the surroundings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that in some ways I would push back on the whole sort of image of warehouse, right? I mean, it's because that's what the DSP is all about, right? The detailed site plan. I'm going back to my county council days, so forgive me. But here's an opportunity for the community and the developer to sort of begin to negotiate then what kind of conditions, and I mentioned this earlier, what kind of conditions can be put in place that would mitigate then the so-called image of being a warehouse. And I hope that becomes part of the debate. I don't know, I respect Bradley greatly, and I'm going to have lunch with you one day.
after this show.
Oh, these are good comments.
Make sure you buy your own food.
These are good comments, and I appreciate Bradley's comments. What I say is I would frame the debate very differently. Right now, we're talking about Amazon at Westphalia, the developer has made the application. There's a Landover Mall that maybe should have done that, and that's
why.
And
that's, not why? Why didn't that happen?
I don't know. That's you're gonna have to ask the owner of Landover Mall. I mean, I'm not saying that that's a bad point.
Mm-hmm.
You have to ask Landover Mall. At this point, what we're dealing with is Westphalia, and what are the conditions that you put in place? Again, I was on the county council. I've dealt with these issues, and have dealt with developers, and have been able to change what we'll hope we come out to say, all right, look, this is how it blends with the community, and this is how it could work with the community. But right now, that's what you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that's the conversation. And I would also add, look, when you say warehouse, you're talking about going to be trucks there that take out packages or what have you. There's no question about that. But I am struck by having almost four floors of robotics that are there. And that's the new economy. We are facing an IT economy that can create then other kinds of business opportunities and internships for our young people that can help them to understand this economy and then be able to navigate through this economy.
But again, Prince George's County has 450-some square miles of land. Westphalia is not the only place that a warehouse for Amazon could go, whether it's a fancy warehouse, a robotic warehouse, any kind of warehouse. The issue is whether that is the right fit for the Westphalia community and whether that is a broken promise to the people who bought in good faith at Westphalia.
And I think that is another issue, certainly. If it doesn't matter how pretty it is, and I'm speaking as a homeowner,
right?
I don't know if I'm a homeowner and I've got this building next to me. Even if I can't see inside, I don't care about the robotics. My thing is I care about the trucks. I care about my kids. There was discussion during the commission hearing today about a school being possibly mm-hmm. built there mm-hmm. and, grocery store and a walkable community. And I think that some of the people there feel that they've been flim-flammed and hoodwinked. And let's be clear. This is not a new issue. You know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about crime in a community, mm-hmm. everybody's on top of it. Mm-hmm. If you are talking about a new school in the community, everybody's on top of it. But when you talk about zoning and they put the notices up, mm-hmm. everybody's eyes glaze over. Mm-hmm. They miss it until it rises to the level of it's almost here.
Right.
And I think that's where we are now.
Right.
Yeah.
And so let me say this, that I agree with everything, with most of what you said. Zoning is one of these complex issues that, if you understand calculus, then you might understand.
Right.
And Brad knows that very well. What I would say, though, is that the challenge that Westphalia is having in keeping the so-called promise is that you don't have an anchor there for the retail to come. So if you just build houses, you're not going to get the retail.
Why not build? And again, this why not build a grocery store out there?
Because the grocery store is going to look at foot traffic. The grocery store is going to look at then the kind of traffic that's going to come during hours where you're not going to have people there. Let's face it, most of the people at Westphalia work. Right, they either work in Northern Virginia, or they work in Montgomery County,
yeah.
or they work in D.C. Right. So, what a retailer looks like a restaurant, they're going to say, "Well, these folks work. My lunch crowd is going to be empty." Hmm. Or, you know, if I want to get a good grocer, then there's going to be a period where you know I'm not going to get high receipts, right? And so, by having this facility there. Then you're bringing in potential 1,500 people that may do lunch, that may do other things during a time where right now you're not going to get that. So I don't think that the point I would make is that the retail is still very much on the table. And I can make an argument that by having Amazon there, you're going to accelerate to some retails. That's the first point. Second point I would say is that for the school, the county just won $1.8 billion of money from the state. This was going to be matched by the local and been a P3 program, right? And so now what you have an opportunity is to build a new school there. So the promises aren't off the table, obviously. But, you know, there may be a view and perspective that what Amazon will do is help fulfill that promise in a way where it was not going to ever fulfill the office park that would have then built the foot traffic to bring some to retail. This will, and it doesn't have the expansive footprint as an office park will. So you're bringing density of people there. You're having an opportunity of bringing funding there for the schools, and the likelihood is that you're going to have a higher end in retail that you would have had if this doesn't happen.
Let me go to the phone lines real quick. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Agnes calling from Hyattsville. Thanks for hanging on, Agnes. What's on your mind?
As a resident of PG County and also a homeowner, but not in the Westphalia area, I would be very concerned if I owned property in Westphalia to bring a warehouse type situation out there, because there's no transportation. People would literally have to have cars to commute. And the reason I can address this, we have an extension of PG Community College out there, and the students have difficulty getting to that location because there's no real public transportation. The area of Landover Mall sounds like a better site as I can see, because that was an industrial area to begin with. And those homes that are already there would already be accustomed to any noise or traffic. Additionally, if they did the warehouse at Landover Mall, they have access to the beltway quickly going north and south. Right. And I think that would be a better location.
Okay. Agnes, thank you so much for your comments. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Paul, calling from Upper Marlboro. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
How you doing?
Doing just fine.
Developers should listen to the people in the neighborhood. I'm a PG resident. Just like South Dakota Avenue, Dakota Crossing had promised to have shops there for years, and they finally did it. Costco's and all that is working, so that could work as well if they had another site like the Landover area. It's been vacant for years. It's an eyesore. It seems like PG County always gets things thrown at them, as far as like when they have things done, like the stadium was thrown in, nobody really wanted it there. Nordstrom's Rack was put in, but they wanted a regular Nordstrom's. You know, it should be a lot of hearings, and maybe things would then work out as far as another place where it should be located. And everybody's saying Landover Mall, the old Landover Mall area, that's a perfect place right by the Beltway. So that's just my take on it.
Thank you so much, Paul.
You know, Paul, I think, just raised a good point in terms of his comment that Prince George is kind of is reactive. He said they always have things thrown at them. And I think that's part of the fundamental, if you want to get to the sort of deeper issues beyond this Westphalia development that we're talking about. It's the notion of having a strategy that you follow with some discipline, and having, you know, if you have a big tenant like Amazon that's looking to put a massive distribution center, logistics center, warehouse, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, you have somebody that says, we got a great site for you. This Landover Mall site would work perfectly, you know, and then kind of put Amazon in contact with Lerner, who owns, you know, that Landover Mall shop, instead of just reacting to, you know, Amazon wanting to build on currently undeveloped farmland in the county and sort of upending the plan for Westphalia. And so when you're kind of reacting all that time, and then you have to change the zoning ordinance to back in and allow that kind of,
because that's what happened. There was a zoning ordinance change for this,
right? And there's some problems with that change as well. But like that, you know, it's that kind of reactive thing that sort of breaks the bargain with and just makes people mad. I mean, that's if you just listen to that hearing today, people are just fundamentally mad. They don't feel that they've been listened to. They don't feel like they've been respected. And you know, from a perspective like me, you know, just from activism and, you know, somebody interested in smart growth and sort of really kind of working around our metro stations in the county, you really need to have a discipline and a plan where you say, hey, come to Landover Mall. We've been looking for something to put there forever. Everything that comes around, the FBI, the this, the that.
Yeah, well, we know what happened with that.
Yeah, well, but you need a use.
That didn't happen for anybody.
Absolutely, yeah, but so, you need a use for Landover Mall, and that's a better place for it. And if the county leaders could kind of, because Amazon at the end doesn't care, you know, necessarily where it goes, as long as they can get it there sort of easily. That's the, you know, they're interested in that.
I think the other. When you talk about you know, image and being in, getting out in front of this for the community and for business, have you had a chance to speak with County Executive Angela Alsobrooks about this recently? Yes,
no,
you have
no,
not.
No,
because there hasn't been any statement. Certainly, it's still in the Planning Commission stage, but if this passes through the Planning Commission and on to the County Council, I think it's very, very likely that the County Executive and the County Council will hear about it if they haven't already. And I suspect that.
Oh, I'm sure they have.
I suspect that they have.
Being a former councilman, I
right.
can tell you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
their emails have been inundated with this, so I can imagine. Particularly the representative of that district.
So put on your county council hat for a minute and take down, you know, the Chamber of Commerce position if you can.
Yeah.
Because in representing a constituency, one of the things that, and I was not here when FedEx Field was built. I moved back here and I said,
right.
Wow.
Right.
But the nicest restaurants in that area are inside the stadium,
right?
And from what I understand, that wasn't the deal. There was supposed to be additional infrastructure and shopping and all of that, and we still have, you know, the hair shops and the
I agree. And the
fried fast food and Chinese food, and then we still got the used car dealership over there and nothing else.
Right.
So why should a resident who has spent their hard-earned money buying a $300,000 townhouse or a $400,000 townhouse or $500,000 plus single-family home in that community believe that this is happening in their own interest? I mean, what's the sell there? How might somebody turn this around other than saying, not Westphalia, put it somewhere else,
right.
And run the risk of losing it, because that is a real danger, isn't
it? So I would say is that I would frame that there's going to be a lot of conversation around this even after the DSP, right? Brad knows that.
Yeah,
and it's being on the county council, this is going to get to the county council. There's going to have discussions there. Any one of the opponents can appeal this to the county council, right? And I suspect that's automatically going to happen. So,
but they may not need to. Again, isn't that
no?
Because the county council already knows what's happening.
Right, the county council knows what's happening. The constituents are calling, just like we're getting calls today. And I want to thank everybody who's calling. Look, there's still an opportunity to put in conditions. And as one who has faced this on the county council, yes, we put on my county council hat. What I've done in many occasions is then when it got to my level, what I did was then listen to the community, put in certain conditions that mitigated it, worked on some things. What are some other community amenities that can go? And this is not, this is not unethical, it's not unlawful, but
there was discussion on the commission about that same thing.
So what are community amenities that can go that can mitigate, some of this? And I would encourage the community to have that discussion. Look, this is not obviously an easy issue. It's not. And so you could frame it one way and say, oh, my goodness, when I walk outside, I'm going to see a warehouse, right? There's another thing is to say, for the community interest, okay, I want conditions where I know I'm going to get certain retail, I know I'm going to get this school built, I know that, there's going to be some mitigation around landscaping and what have you that will then be akin to what I thought my community was going to be. And I would encourage the community to have that kind of debate, if you will, so that then if this comes, it's not as, the onerous sort of picture that the community has. The community has a right to be able to say, we want certain things, we demand certain things, and you all have to deliver.
And there's
a difference between zoning. I would say there's the zoning piece of this, and then there's other sort of legislative piece in this. And that's the sort of tension that always exists when you have something like this. But Brad,
and today I watched this commission hearing from literally 1 o'clock up until around a little bit after six. I mean, it was on. I had my fourth ear on it.
Sure.
One of the things that the developer or the representative of the developer said that they are willing to make aesthetic changes. From what I heard, that's an understatement. They were willing to create, to literally hide the warehouse behind a facade that looked like, looked like a townhouse and throw some magic beans down and grow some beanstalks and do whatever needed to be done to make it more aesthetically pleasing. And to Dave's point, they seem to be willing to bend over backwards. But here's the other piece. The situation, the headquarters too, even though it's going to be much, much bigger than this, there are a lot of tax breaks connected to that. The developer said today they're not asking for any tax incentives from the county. Now, this is a much smaller project.
Anymore. I mean, they've already got $40 million from the county for Westphalia.
But
that's not for the project, as you know. Right.
But it's for the town center. That was that now is not coming. So
that's the point. That's the point of debate. I appreciate the conversation that Bradley and I have, not to sort of get to your question, but But it was going to be an office complex anyway. That office complex is not going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. And so, from the developer's point of view, they're doing the next best thing of sort of bringing then some other kinds of workforce project there that, fits, within the legislation that was passed and now the detailed site plan is there. So the question then becomes, is if not Amazon, then what? because you're not going to have the office. You're not going to have, and then.
But that is the question.
But then what? So if you say if Amazon, because this is not a set deal. I don't think there's anything in writing. I'm sure there might have been some conversations with Amazon and some of our people in the county government to say, okay, yeah, this is a spot we want to go to, but. As we saw in New York City, this is not a set deal. But let me
stop you there, though. Yesterday, there were reports that that area around Amazon HQ2 real estate values have doubled, and it was already one of the most expensive places to live in the Washington metro area, even before it was settled. Literally the week before, real estate agents were knocking on doors. I had friends over there. They said they were getting tags on their doors. Mm-hmm. Do you want to sell? Mm-hmm. And so the economic boon that's going to happen as a result of HQ2 is already. I mean, there are people that are ready to move. Is to sell their places and buy a mansion in Potomac because they will now be able to afford it.
Yeah.
But what they were complaining about today, the commission, and this is the thing I keep going back to. This is the thing that really bothers me because, you know, with the exception of the one white lady that I saw speaking before the commission today, those are black folks. Those are black homeowners. And if... And we already know the issue with black home ownership and all of that. You buy over there, you've made the investment, and now this thing comes along and your home, your property values go down, and then you're sitting there looking across the river at HQ2, and those folks, their property values are doubling. I'm going to be really mad.
And that's the fear, right?
And I think that's a legitimate concern.
No, I think. Oh, go ahead, Brad.
But I was going to say, just if not Amazon, what is a totally that is the question for Westphalia? Because
I mean, what could you put over there if not Amazon to raise property values like HQ2 is doing in Northern Virginia?
But I think you have to think about that. I think you have to start having conversations with the community about it. It's the offices are not coming. They never were because there was never going to be transit there to support the huge office development.
Then why was there the belief that that was going to happen?
Well, that. I don't want to get too far off of our topic here, but like the point is, the reality is these developers, the Walton Group, bought this property out of bankruptcy, and we're hoping to make
some money.
Yeah. And so they sold the county on this promise that had already been in the works, and now. Everybody's sort of, the party's over. They've sort of woken up the next morning. It's like, okay, this is not coming. The offices are not coming. So now what do we do? What do we tell the community? How do I save my shirt from this investment? Okay. So we acknowledge that the offices aren't coming. Okay. So that means that neighborhood is going to have a fundamental change in character. But what do you do when you do? You have a community planning process. You kind of say, what is more realistic for Westphalia? Can we have small offices, professional offices, live workspaces, that might be attracted to that area and that might attract, the residents who live out there may want to put their offices out there. They have an accounting firm, a law firm or whatever. You can do different things. If you involve the community in a conversation about how Westphalia can look if it's not going to have office towers.
What I would say, the coming of Amazon, with respect to Bradley's point, doesn't mean that conversation is disrupted, right? So you can still have the conversation of, and I agree, you can still have the conversation of startup offices there. You can still have the conversation of technology offices there because it's going to be in proximity of Amazon. So those conversations don't stop. To your point, look, Northern Virginia was already, it's one of the richest, one of the richest areas there.
No doubt.
Right. So it's just one of the richest areas there. And of course, HQ2 has, accelerated some of that property value. What we know is that the property value is not going to go up in Westphalia if, in fact, then you don't attract the retail and the school and other things. And that's what's going to raise the property value. If I have a good school there, which then these dollars are going to help bring, that's going to raise my property value. If I'm bringing in better retail, that's going to raise my property value. So to suggest that Amazon is going to now put my, you know, property value to the tank, that story hasn't been written yet. And in fact, Amazon may help attract the other things that may help the homeowners there.
But is it also safe to say that if, because of community pushback and we don't know what's going to happen, but yeah, let's say that Amazon doesn't show up there, the Walton Group may still be of the mind, well, if not Amazon, something, someone, and we.
Well, they're gonna have to do that.
Yeah, that's the other piece.
Right,
it may not be Emma. It could be.
You know, keep in mind
a solar farm.
Look, keep in mind that I live near the area. I grew up near the area where Amazon was supposed to be in New York City, right? Mm-hmm. And I celebrate that because I grew up in Queensbridge Projects, which are right across the street where Amazon used to be, and now they're gone. It's going to increase the difficulty in trying to now suggest that someone else gets there if, in fact, then the conversation about Amazon is so acrimonious that's going to it may scare people away, right? So I think the conversation right now should be, all right, if, in fact, Amazon is coming, how can it work?
Yeah.
And then how do we make sure that our property values, because I think that those concerns are legitimate, and how do we make sure our property values then are sustained and not grow?
I'm going to have to let that be the last word. Dave Harrington and Bradley Hurd, thank you both so much for coming in and talking to us about this. Hard decisions in Prince George's County and specifically Westphalia. So we will continue to watch. That is The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Thursday, July 18th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now stay tuned for The Connection. Good night.